Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Matt Velazquez joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt, appreciate it, man, as always. First off, thanks for working on a holiday.
Oh, yeah, you too. Right back at you.
116-106, Bucks beat the Mavs today, and 31 from Giannis. We were talking about it a little bit before we brought you on. Caller mentioned that he is by far the MVP, and it's really hard to discredit what I've been seeing James Harden do the last few games, but Giannis is firmly in that conversation in Milwaukee. What do you hear when you're on the road from other reporters and guys covering the team of just the level of excitement that Giannis is garnering?
I mean, in terms of the MVP race, I think it's something where he's definitely and I don't think he's by far the MVP in terms of just what the voting body would put it at. But I think that, you know, he should be, or is at least among the favorites, you know, with him and Harden. And obviously you can't discount what Kawhi is doing. And you can never count out, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron eventually when he gets healthy and things like that. But just he's been the real deal. I mean, all season he's been flourishing in Mike Budenholzer's system, and he's been scoring, you know, at a high rate inside, even though everybody knows that's exactly where he wants to go and wants to be. He has all the pieces around him. He's open to moving the ball and hitting guys who are open, and just really is playing a great brand of basketball.
Matt, Tim here, 35-odd games left, and defense much improved. Obviously, they shoot the three. They like that. As you said, the ball movement is pretty good. What do the Bucks need to improve on here with the second half of the season to assure them that it's justified that they could come out of the East?
You know, I just think, getting a little bit more consistent. I mean, they've been pretty darn consistent. I think they've won 16 out of the last 19 and 5 in a row. But, you know, you see little dips like today in the second quarter where, you know, their defense wasn't where it needed to be, and Dallas eventually, like, took the lead into halftime. Just kind of making sure that they're playing at the level that they want and that they're accustomed to throughout the game, and you don't have those kind of those lulls or those pockets where you kind of just aren't putting things together the right way. You know, credit to the Mavericks for the way they bounced back. They settled a lot for floaters and not great looks in the first quarter, and they adjusted to that and started to get the ball in Doncic's hands and let him move it around and find open guys, and they did a good job there. But, you know, the Bucks have had these lulls. They had one, you know, a little bit against the Magic, and things got close towards the end. They fell behind in the third quarter against the Grizzlies before bouncing back and, you know, responding with a 19-0 run. But, you know, kind of just finding ways to, like they did earlier in the season, to get big leads and just keep growing them.
Matt, you got to see Luka for the first time today. Obviously, a heck of a day to see it. He becomes the second teenager ever in the NBA to record a triple-double. What'd you think of seeing him live?
Yeah, no, he was really good. I mean, his shooting was off to a slow start. I think he was 1 of 6 in the first quarter. Couldn't get his floater down. You know, wasn't getting as much room as he might normally get on his step backs. But then over the course of the game, I think he settled in. He got his teammates involved. He scored 8 of his 18 in the fourth quarter and helped them to make it a game again. I think he was impressive. And I don't know, there must be something about me because I've seen both times teenagers had a triple-double, Luka today and Markelle Fultz at the end of last season against the Bucks. And if you want to look at the young guys, Lonzo Ball had one when he was 20 years old in 15 days, which at the time made him the youngest guy to have a triple-double. So, you know, the Bucks are into giving up triple-doubles to young guys, apparently.
And it leads right into Tim's question about Giannis that we had earlier on in the show about the triple-doubles that he averages and how maybe he could have a few more triple-doubles, I guess, but it's hard to argue with a consistent stat line of 26.5 and 12.5. For the Bucks continuing to move forward, obviously you take what you do into a game where you beat a team that's 20-26, but 21-4 at Fiserv Forum, Matt, just how important is it for a young team like this, do you believe, to have home court advantage as they do sit tied for the top spot in the East?
I mean, we saw them last year in a series, you know, with the Boston Celtics where neither team won on the opposing team's home floor. You know, and that was a 2-7 matchup with the Celtics, as injury depleted as they were, you know, considered to be the favorite. And so, you know, the Bucks pushed them to 7 because they held serve at the Bradley Center. And so to be able to, you know, have, you know, 2 rounds worth of games where you're going to have home court advantage is huge. You know, they've played so well here. It's definitely a, you know, an advantage to be here, that the crowd gets really loud, everybody's comfortable. It's all of the noise kind of just filters down to the court. Reserve guys, bench guys usually play better at home. They're more comfortable. So to be able to have that, you know, for as many rounds as possible is something that is absolutely huge.
So then, you know, how good are they then in the East? Philly, Boston, Toronto, Milwaukee. Who then, in your mind, you know, might represent? I mean, because isn't that what this is all about, is getting to the NBA Finals and winning it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is all about. I think that, you know, the Bucks have put themselves in a great position as of right now. I think Toronto is the biggest you know, obstacle in the way at this present moment, just because they also have a superstar. They have, you know, high-level talent around him. They have, you know, a very deep bench. They have a guy, you know, Pascal Siakam, who is long and can make things difficult on Giannis, even though Giannis would hear none of that. And then, you know, then of course there's Boston that has plenty of talent, and they get deep, and, you know, they definitely could be considered one of the most talented teams in the East if they can get their act together. You know, and then you can't really look past Philly or Indiana. So, they're going to make a run to Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. The road's not going to be easy.
Matt, final thing for you. When I look at Sterling Brown and what he's done the last few weeks, continuing to get consistent minutes and playing really, really well whenever he does, how well do you believe, and this is a really loaded question, I know, but what does Sterling Brown need to show this team going into the offseason, possibly, that he could fill in the shoes of Chris Middleton, assuming that he does opt out of that player option?
I don't think that he can. Nothing against Sterling, but he's not as big as Chris. He's very aggressive defensively, but he's not as versatile. He can play make a little bit, but he doesn't have the same thing. And like, I don't think they really would be considered to play the same position. I think Sterling's more of a 2, maybe 3, and Chris is more of a 3, maybe 4, depending on the lineup. I just don't think that he. I mean, even if Chris opts out, it doesn't mean that he's not coming back. I think John Horst has said multiple times on record to me and other people that they want to try and get the band back together if they can, especially if the team succeeds at a high level. So I'm not sure anyone's pushing Chris Middleton out the door.
Appreciate the time as always, Matt. We'll talk to you after each and every game on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show.
All right, great. Thanks for having me, guys.
There's Matt Velasquez of JS Online, Matt Velasquez on Twitter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.